Sir Alex Ferguson spent 38 years managing soccer teams. From 1986 through 2013, he was in charge at Manchester United, and during that time, Man U won about all there was to win at one time or another. More specifically, two Champions League titles and 13 English Premier League titles. His new book is called Leading, Learning from Life and My Years at Manchester United. Sir Alex, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much, Bill.
After you had guided Manchester United to the top of the Premiership back in 92-93, it's fair to say that you were expected to win. As you put it, I was just able to keep reinforcing the ideology that no club was bigger than United, no matter whether their owner controlled all the oil in the Persian Gulf or every coal mine in Russia. Why was reinforcing that ideology so important?
Well, I think it was reinforcing the history also. If you look at the history of Manchester United, they were the first English team to win a European Cup, the first team to win the Premier Division, of course. And I think it was really important to remind the players the expectation of playing for Manchester United was huge.
You characterize yourself as, quote, too much of a disciplinarian in your early days as a manager. Can you give me a specific example of that?
Well, it was probably a really strict disciplinarian, but as you get older and the things I learned, I decided that being too hard all the time doesn't always work. And what I always tended to do after that was make sure my discipline was fair, that it was done to help the players to understand that discipline was important in terms of being a successful sportsman.
One of the more intriguing sections in your book, at least for me, is titled Distractions. You write, I just cannot imagine how, if you aspire to be better than everyone else, you can have balance in your life. Did you actually choose to become the best over a more balanced life? Was there a point at which you made that decision?
I think the minute I became a manager, the most important thing was to be successful and not to fail. And if you want to be successful, that's to be a tremendous sacrifice. I sacrificed, and so did my wife. She sacrificed for all my excesses in terms of the football life.
You write that your wife and your sons, quote, allowed you to be selfish. Do you have any regrets about that?
Of course. I think you have a certain regret about it in terms of you don't realize what is missing in terms of the family life. But my wife never complained about that. She always supported me with whatever I wanted to do in terms of the football side of it. And the boys were great anyway. As they got older, of course, they were football fans. They played the game themselves. And that became a strong link between my three sons.
You mentioned several coaches that you've admired, and former Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi is among them. He's alleged to have said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Perhaps your version of that comes when you say the fans aren't going to thank you if you're doing charity work and it costs you 3 points. Have I got that about right?
That's exactly right. And I think that you've got to prioritise what your job is to turn down many things in terms of making sure I was doing my job properly. But Vincent Lombardi, there's so many great quotes about him. And there was an instance when he was busy through the night looking at videos, and I said to myself, that's me. The sacrifice he made exactly was similar to myself.
You recognised yourself
in the book about
Vince Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
You write that you also admire Cristiano Ronaldo, who now plays for Real Madrid, for how he manages himself. Why?
Ronaldo's an amazing young man. His house is designed to be the best player in the world. His swimming pools, his ice room at minus 160 degrees, girls looking after his diet. He's an incredible human being. You have to consider him, along with Messi, of course, the best players in the world. And he's a good kid, too. He thinks seriously about his life, and he looks after his brother, his mother. And I think there's a general package about Ronaldo that makes you happy that you had a part to play in his life.
I'm a Barcelona fan, so I'm glad you mentioned Messi in the same breath. That helps.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's a wonderful player, too. He's that wonderful knack of the ball touches his foot, it goes dead. He's like, I'm having a pair of slippers on.
It's fascinating to me, and also a little bit sad, that you conclude saying, with the teams and players I had at my disposal, we should have done more. How much more could Manchester United have done during your years at the helm?
I know we should have done more, but at the end of the day, looking back, I have absolutely no regrets in terms of what I've achieved, because it was quite an achievement, all the various records I had. But there's always that part to play, if only. And I think probably all coaches do that on a Sunday night or a Saturday night after the games. They go, we could have been better, we could have done this. But at the end of the day, I had a great career and I'm not complaining.
You've seen a number of wonderful players from the Premiership and elsewhere in Europe come over to play in Major League Soccer here in the U.S. You've even managed some of them, including David Beckham. Does this help MLS?
Well, I think that relies mainly with MLS, to be honest with you. All the players I've brought so far are players who are just edging towards the tail end of their career. If one of them went to go and get Messi, for instance, or to get Ronaldo, can you imagine what that would do for American football, the MLS? It would absolutely explode it. And I think that's the big step they've got to take, that the game will definitely improve through that.
Finally, just out of curiosity, why are you listed on the cover of the book as Alex Ferguson rather than Sir Alex Ferguson?
Well, I try to avoid the vanity. I've always kept my feet in the ground over my life. And although I was proud to receive the knighthood, nonetheless, my wife and I are not entirely comfortable being called Sir Alec or Lady Cathy.
The book is called Leading, Learning from Life and My Years at Manchester United by Sir Alex Ferguson with Sir Michael Moritz. Sir Alex, thank you very much for speaking with me, and I hope you don't mind that I have addressed you as Sir Alex.
Thank you. My pleasure. You can call me what you like today, Bill.